We continue this morning our Making Sausage Candidates series. Today, the Office of Attorney General. Representative Deborah Hillstrom is one of five DFL candidates running. She's from Brookland Center and has served as a legislator in the Minnesota House since 2001. She's held leadership roles in the House like Deputy Minority Leader and has also been Anoka County Assistant County Attorney. Representative Deborah Hillstrom is currently on a tour of northern Minnesota and joins us in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Tell us about your campaign stops and the stops you've been making and what you're hearing from people.
So we've been traveling all over Minnesota. It's been very exciting. We even attended Beanhole Days last night. That was a lot of fun. We have been trying to talk to Minnesotans about what they're looking for, what's going on in their life. The job of the Attorney General is to take calls from Minnesotans and help them with issues that are happening. So whether it's a health care problem and not getting access to care, or whether you've been scammed, or someone's illegally trying to collect money from you that you don't owe, Minnesotans call the Attorney General's office. And those are the kinds of issues we've been hearing about, in addition to the opioid epidemic and vulnerable adult abuse.
So people are saying, you know, I have this, they're telling you their problems and asking you how you would help them navigate that through the Attorney General's office?
They are, and they're trying to understand what it is that the Attorney General's office can do for them. The Attorney General is really a consumer protection office. You bring lawsuits and you sue people once you find that a company or a nonprofit has seriously and persistently violated the law, but ultimately it's a problem-solving office. And so as Minnesotans call in and need help, that's the job. There's 130 lawyers, and they help everyday Minnesotans.
That seems like a lot of lawyers to me, but what do you think from your point of view?
So 130 lawyers is important to have. There's 100 board and agencies that the Attorney General's office represents as their lawyer. So you need to make sure that you balance those resources so Minnesotans get the help they need. For example, the opioid epidemic. We're hearing more and more from people all across Minnesota that something needs to be done to hold pharmaceutical companies accountable. So right now, there are lawsuits going on to sue those pharmaceutical companies for the money that the state is out, and to stop the practice of telling people that they're not addictive, so we can get a handle on the overprescribing that's happening. Also, you're seeing these rising prices in prescription drugs. And what we're finding is that generic companies have been texting each other saying, are you going to raise your prices today? We're going to raise our prices today. Let's all raise our prices today. So there are lawsuits going on because Minnesotans need access to their medications, and you can't have big companies putting their finger on the scale and keeping people from getting what they need. And that's the job of the Attorney General.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I know you served in the legislature for 17 years. Why did you decide you wanted to run for Attorney General?
So during my time in the legislature, I've worked on issues of public safety and consumer protection my entire time. I worked with this Attorney General, the current Attorney General, and the previous one, protecting Minnesotans and taking on people who, again, try to make it unfair for Minnesotans. Made it very clear that if the position was open, I was going to run. I'm uniquely qualified in that both I wrote the law, and then I've prosecuted cases under and protected that law as a prosecutor. So when we found that there was an issue, I could go back and fix it again if there was still a problem. And so I believe that I bring a unique set of skills to this position, and I'm hoping that Minnesotans recognize that and vote for me in the primary.
Yeah. What about your place as a woman in this race? There are four other contenders for this position on the DFL side. We're going to be having a primary. What do you bring to this office as a woman?
Well, I am the only woman in the race. I also am very qualified for the job. So I bring experience, and I've also got a style where I try to bring people together. So I first got involved in politics because an elected official practiced public humiliation at a meeting and directed that towards my dad. And so once that happened, my dad was real embarrassed and he felt a lot of shame. And so I wrote a letter to the editor saying we can disagree about issues, but it's about treating each other with respect and making everybody feel welcome in the political process. And so that's kind of the way I've been leading. And I would continue to do that as Attorney General.
Yeah. What many candidates for office want to accomplish a specific thing in the office that they're going for. Do you have any signature area that you want to focus on as Attorney General?
So the job, of course, of the Attorney General has been changing as these cases are becoming more and more national. So the opioid epidemic, right, those companies are national companies. But I have been working on the issue of the opioid epidemic and holding pharmaceutical companies accountable while I've served in the legislature. And I've also worked on elder abuse issues. So in 2009, I carried the law defining what financial exploitation of adults in later life look like. And that it's illegal and you can't do it. And then I became a prosecutor and I've traveled the state training officers and credit card companies and what to look for, how do you spot it, and how do you keep it from happening? And if it does happen, who do you call? So I believe that those will be two of the areas that I'll work on. It's been exciting to be endorsed both by the Minnesota Professional Firefighters and the Minnesota Peace and Police Officers Association, the state professional employees. So I think they have confidence that I will do a good job in representing Minnesotans.
So as your role in the legislature at that time, you were serving your district, I mean, as well as the state, but really specifically your district. But now your role as Attorney General promises to serve the whole state. How are you bridging that exactly?
So as a legislator, you do represent your district, but I've been chairs of committees before, and so you represent entire issue areas. So I chaired the local government committee, so I represented all local governments in the whole state, and I chaired the judiciary committee, so I oversaw the entire court system, funded the public defenders. So it gives you a different perspective, and so I believe that I have been talking to Minnesotans for years, and hopefully Minnesotans will believe I've listened and will vote for me.
We are talking with Representative Deborah Hillstrom, and she is one of the DFL candidates for Minnesota Attorney General. Tell us about your tour, where you're headed.
So today we are headed to Grand Rapids yet and to Virginia. Then we have to be back in St. Paul later today. And then tomorrow we're in Wilmer and Marshall. So we're trying to make it to as many places as we can and talk to as many people as will listen and talk with us.
And the primaries are coming up on Tuesday, August 14th. What can you tell people about why they should vote in the primaries?
So the primary is the most important for determining who's going to be on the ballot in November. Early voting has already started, so people can go and vote early in person right now. But August 14th is the day, and if whoever makes it through the primary will then be the person you get to pick from on the November ballot. So I encourage people to get out and vote in the primary, because that really does shape what the rest of Minnesota's leadership will look like, what you get to choose from in November.
As you're going out and talking with people, what are some things that maybe surprised you?
Minnesotans are feeling the pressure of the economy and what's happening. And they're sharing very personal stories. And they call the Attorney General's office because while their issue might not make the national news, it might be the most important piece in their life. And it is sometimes very determinative of whether they keep their housing or whether they get to keep their job or whether they have to file bankruptcy. And so many times when they're calling and reaching out for help, they're in a really difficult place in their life and they want to know that someone's listening and that someone will be responsive and that they'll help in any way they can. And that's the kind of Attorney General I want to be.
So are some of those stories about elder abuse or opioids you're finding?
They are. It used to be that the number one overdose method was with illegal heroin. And what happened is we found that people who were working, who got injured on the job or who were out playing basketball and got injured, they started taking some pain medication and then all of a sudden became addicted. And then people were overdosing on prescription medication. And so people are talking about how personal it's been to them and how their loss has been so real and the economic loss to their families, in addition to, you know, maybe the loss of a loved one, the economic loss that they're having while their family member is struggling with this has been real and painful to them. Also on elder abuse, we're hearing more and more that there needs to be a better regulatory system for in-home health care, not just nursing homes, right? Nursing homes are already licensed. You already have the authority to go after a license, but in-home healthcare isn't a licensed structure in Minnesota. And so they're asking for us to step in and do something to help them.
How does the Minnesota Attorney General, what can an Attorney General's office do to help address these issues?
So one, you can advocate for a law change, but the Attorney General is the lawyer for any licensing board. So in the event they license these entities, it would be the Attorney General's office who would bring those enforcement actions. If people are breaking the law, if people are not protecting seniors in the way that they should, it is the Attorney General's office that steps in.
Okay. That's Representative Deborah Hillstrom, and she's running for the office of Minnesota Attorney General. You can find more information at deborahhillstrommn.com. Thank you so much for your time today.
Don't forget to go vote in the primaries on August 14th.
That's right. So. Thank you so much.
Yep. This conversation will be available later today at our website, kaxe.org. You can find other Minnesota candidate conversations there as well. And don't forget, on Tuesday, August 21st, KAXE and KBXE is sponsoring the 2018 Greater Minnesota Governors Forum at the Rife Center in Grand Rapids. It'll be moderated by Lakeland Public TV's Dennis Wyman. And asking the questions will be Heidi Holton, Aaron Brown, and Chuck Marone, with a sole emphasis on life in rural Minnesota.